Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. Wow, what is your life reflecting in this moment, right now, in this precious, beautiful experience of July, where the veil of illusion is not only lifting, it's lifting up higher. And because of that, we have that dark and that light and that ignition of our divine nature, of our warrior spirit. And what does all that mean? And why is that coming forward right now? And where is that taking us? Well, the exciting news is it is that moment that opened up on June 21 that's going to culminate on that 8-8 Lion's Gate, when together we roar in a way. And between now and then, beloved divine feminine, as you'll see in tonight's experience that I created for you, we are between the timelines. We are transiting the illusion. We are lifting even higher, and we are in the moment of the law of instantaneous manifestation. So I want you to just breathe that in right now. Imagine anchoring in your fifth dimensional presence and gifting yourself with a moment of peaking as you get to be the chalice of divine receptivity. Wow, right? Such a big show. And to top it all off, I have an amazing co-host this evening, someone that the last time she was on the show, I had so much email and so many requests that she's back right now in the perfect moment. We have so much to talk about. And of course, I'm talking about the amazing, the one, the only, the beautiful Abby Gooch, who has a brand new show at Oneness Talk Radio as well. So much manifesting. Oh my gosh. Intuition to Income Global Summit. It's free. I mean, there's just so much happening, guys, and I'm so excited that we can offer it all to you this evening. So before we go any further, I do want to share that I'm watching those phone lines, and I just want to make sure over here I did not. So Bad Kira Ra, we are now live over at 517-208-1500. Again, you can jump in at 517-208-1500. Get in the queue over there to ask us a question, request a mini soul reading, whatever your heart would like to share with us. We are here for you. And of course, over at bbsradio.com, where you get the joy of speaking the dawn, our amazing producer, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. You want to get in the queue over at the 800 number. We will be receiving your calls all evening, because there is just that much to talk about. I want to give a mwah, I love you so much, over to YouTube at Official Sri and Kira, where I know the chat is robust, and I believe my beloved husband has jumped in over there. And a big shout out, of course, over at bbsradio.com. We adore you, whether you're listening, whether you're watching, whether you're calling in, and onenesstalkradio.com, all of our affiliates, including iHeartRadio. This is a moment to be together. This is the moment right now. So I want to dive into this by beginning with a screen share this evening. And this screen share for all of you is just to kind of catch you up with the energy that's happening right now. And what you are staring at, let me see if I can make that even a little bigger. There we go. Hopefully that got bigger for you. What you are staring at is the July up-level calendar. Now, if you don't know what the up-level calendar is, please go to our website, sriandkira.com. Get the up-level calendar. It's yours for a teeny tiny donation that feeds a lot of people that are very hungry and helps a lot of refugees find a place to sleep at night. So grab one of these for yourself. This is the calendar that earlier this year, the Divine Directors asked me to create for this year. And as you will look at July, I want you to look at the first, which is tomorrow, but I want you to look at right now, this moment. Look at that Tuesday, where we are right now, June 30th. Do you see it? We are in the heart of the ignited winged presence. This is what I've been talking about, the chalice. So imagine that this ignited winged presence is the upper form of your chalice, and that what happened during that beautiful solstice weekend is that we ignited as our chalice. So our ascended heart is extending out this week. And then the rest of your body, you see that there? 7, 14, 21, 28. That's the radiance that is sustaining you. This is a profound month. And this week, you will notice that this is very much a week of blending, very much a week of blending. So in the earlier part of this week, we're closing June. We have Sunday, Monday, today, right? 28, 29, 30, bridging into tomorrow the first, where that beautiful energy of our ascended presence will dive into cosmic experience the entire rest of the month. Look at where we're going. We're coming in from our ascended presence. June was the month of what? The explosion into the fifth dimension. Those of you that have been tracking with the Living in the Fifth Dimension teaching that Sri and I have been so honored and blessed to be with you every Monday night, wow, right? We are living in this fifth dimensional presence. So what happens in this moment right now is that June was a month of awareness energy. It was about becoming so aware, letting ourselves see more, going beyond our own perception of perception, inviting in the expanded presence to lift into with that compassion of love wrapped around ourselves and our beloved world, anchoring in the fifth dimension. Literally, come join living here. That is the alchemical transformation of when we live the yoga of self-ascension. And this month, the Essene brethren came forward and look at this quote, my angels, listen to your own heart. And tonight you are here in an energy where right now, in real time, if we look at time, right, our channels of experience, in this moment, your heart is being called to become that root center of your mastery presence while carrying a body of form, thereby embodying the alchemical principles that literally change you to be able to be the full chalice, the receptacle of the divine master. We are at the moment of a rise in the divine feminine that has never been seen before. And this rise demands that the divine feminine calls forward within all the warrior spirit, that divine aspect that says, I am. To feel that, as I just shared that, I felt a lot of your hearts. And so I want to stop this share now that you've had a good look at July. And I want you to really feel into your heart right now. Because if you were watching our show on Sunday, you know that this past Saturday, there was a profound opening. And it involved me being in complete trance, gone in a bathtub again. The last time that happened was shortly after Sri and I got married and we were together and he thought I had died. And I was in that tub for a long time when a lot of other up-leveling happened. And this past Saturday, we had another one of those massive up-level events. And on Sunday's show, we shared all the details about that. Suffice it to say that we are in this week of anchoring our ascended heart, of calling forward the alchemical transformational process that gives us the blessing of actually getting to witness and live the law of instantaneous manifestation. Remember that the law of attraction is your training wheels, right? It's about how to move pieces around in density. It's about how to bring things together that are normally very density-based. And so it's a wonderful way of being. Yet the law of attraction is neutral, as is all energy. And so in this moment, because of the way that the energies have coagulated, and because the energy of July is very much an experience month, that's going to call forward the dark and the light in perfect balance, which means everything will have a veil removed, no matter where you are on the journey. No matter where you are, as my beloved Sri Ramka always says, your level of attainment is your veil, is it not? And so the only way to keep growing, the only way to keep ascending, the only way to really say yes and let that beautiful, beautiful body of form take care of itself, essentially saying, I trust you. Anchoring those first, second, and third chakras of the traditional chakra system into the energy of peace, love, and joy. Imagine your first chakra as radiating pure peace all the time. And then you breathe that up, because remember, we lift up. We no longer send our cords down. We lift up, right? So we lift up from that root chakra the peace of knowing. Because how can we ever truly be at peace until we finally say yes to who we are? And when we finally stop doubting who we are, we finally stop second guessing ourselves. We finally stop saying all the things to ourselves that we would never say to anyone, yet we're saying them to ourselves. It is that moment where we stand up in our warrior nature and say, I am. And then the root chakra of the body goes, oh, thank you. Now I can show you what peace is like, because that's the peace that can never be taken away. It's, you know, the peace that passeth all understanding. That's what we are at, that moment of opportunity right now. And then when you breathe that up to your second chakra becomes the chakra of love. And why is that in the second chakra? Because that is where we create. That is our chakra of co-creation. And so when the peace that absolutely is ineffable, is unstoppable, and I can testify it's true, when we lift that up to our second chakra, into our center of creation, and the energy of love is coming into that, then imagine how much you can create. Law of instantaneous manifestation, because there is nothing is being leached out. What is mastery? Mastery is staying right here, my angels, right here. Sometimes the boat may rock, but you're always able to find your steady center. And so when we are in that love space of creation, you know what happens to your empowerment center, your third chakra? It becomes the joy. Your body knows and recognizes that your ascended heart has come forward as the center and the root center of your ascended nature. And so you learn to ground here. And at first it feels a little scary and a little unstable and going, whoa, whoa, whoa. But the minute you do it, boom, instantaneous manifestation, your divine galactic blueprint opens. And again, those of you that have been with us on Monday Magic know this in a little more detail. However, I know those of you that are with us right now feel this at all levels anyway. We are at a moment in this early part of June, moving into July, where literally we are in the awareness experience. Remember that how does your ascended energy expand? How does your mastery expand while in form? It's always in the cycle of awareness, experience, choice. And the evolution of that is when we are in conscious awareness, conscious experience, conscious choice. Because whether we're aware of it or not, we are constantly in awareness, experience, choice, awareness, experience, choice, awareness, experience, choice. Well, similarly, the overlay energetically within the calendar of this planet was that this month right now is an awareness month, June. And half of this week is that awareness, and the other half is calling in the experience of July. And so everything that's coming in front of you in July, you are getting ready to, you are getting ready to experience in July. And I want to share with you, I'm going to share the second half. Well, no, let me start with slide A. This is the installment that came in last Saturday. And I want to just share one little part of this for you. If you go down to the bottom, and those of you that have been watching the show have already seen this the first time, I want to go down to where they say, we are here. We are here, and we are ready to assist you to realize your warrior nature of the spirit through the moment of illumination at hand. All illuminates. The darkest dark is the illumination of the perception of the dark. I'm going to read that again. The darkest dark is the illumination of the perception of the dark. That is the veil that is lifting. the opportunity to be able to gift yourself to see what it really is, to notice the perception of the dark at all is the darkest dark there can be. Why does there have to be an end times? Why does there have to be dark? Only in the refraction do we seek the balance. Only in our density experience do we need the contrast. It is a blessing and it is a mastery journey to arrive through that journey and begin to notice that beautiful moment of oneness. I'm going to continue right here. The crystalline light that dissolves the illusion as it frees the spirit to reunify is the full illumination of the perception of the light. Imagine yourself lifting once more out of the perception and noticing the totality with the complete immersion into that which is the I am. So you may ponder, why do we offer you the language of a warrior nature and both the dark and the light? And I want you to breathe that in because I'm going to show you the second half of this because this is where we're going this evening. And it is this one. There we go. Breathe in and notice what you are noticing. What is calling your attention? And are you paying attention to that which is calling? These are not always the same thing. And we are at a moment where if you're going to anchor living in the fifth dimension, this is the moment to be practicing this often. This awareness of the June explosion of 2020 is culminating. This is starting to all get bigger, guys, as the full illumination of the dark and the light simultaneously. So through the experience of July, this energy will then begin the expanded call, not the first call, the expanded call for the warrior nature of spirit to arise within the all. Now that means the warrior nature of spirit arising within the all means that everything is going to get bigger in July. Everything is going to arise. The warrior nature is going to arise within everything. So how are you going to meet that? All beings, excuse me, are at a moment of co-creative experience that will offer a greater depth of connection to that which is the illumination of the spirit in motion, remembering that the illumination of the dark is part of that spirit in motion as well. This is a neutral game board, and everything and everyone has been called to expand. All are having their needs met as they call to themselves the energy of need. So I want you to breathe that in for 1 second. So as you call to yourself the energy of needing, I need this, I need that, or I need that, whatever, which is also wanting, right? So as you're calling the energy of need, your needs will be met. And I want you to breathe this one in. All are receiving as they call forward the energy of receiving. We're going to talk about that a lot this evening because your warrior spirit begins with the ignition of compassion that you wrap around yourself that lifts you up into anchoring into the fifth dimension. And thereby you return as the offering. You come in the energy of the receiving. And so as the divine directors have shared with us, receive, 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 uplift. Uplift, uplift. Because the moment at hand is the moment that invites us all to be able to transit into, and I want to show one more screen before I bring in my beautiful co-host. Right here, guys. The channels of experience that are appearing before us on the planet now, the way that you are transiting, the way that you are experiencing everything, these are the fluid awareness moments of your own archive of incarnation. To need to go to the Akashic Records, to need to have something told to you, you will have your needs met. Or you can receive right now through the channels of experience that are very much the fluid awareness of the archive of incarnation, the divine gift of moving into a mastery experience on the planet that you have not ever done before. And so I want to start there tonight and share more about this warrior nature in form in this moment of the law of instantaneous manifestation coming forward. And I want to take a moment and just share, as I'm bringing in our beloved co-host, that many of you have met Abby already. If you have not, you're in for a treat. And the gift of Abby is that this is someone who at 19 years old said, I really know who I am, and thereby I am going to just live my life that way. Her warrior nature came forward and said, I am, and therefore I do. And she has been selflessly giving since then and selflessly creating. And one of the things that I want to encourage all of you to do right now is to receive the gift of the global summit that starts tomorrow. Think about that timing, right? July 1. I want you all to give yourselves that gift. If you're on our newsletter list, hopefully you've already clicked in and you've got yourself going there. But tomorrow, July 1, the Global Summit comes forward again on this planet. Look at the timing of that. And this is all about intuition to income, how to lift, how to bring yourself into that fifth dimensional presence, and then activate the law of instantaneous manifestation through an incredible panel of leaders that Abby has put together. And I am so excited because it opens up with Sri and I joining Abby. So you've got to click through, get there. We'll talk about that more a little bit later. But this is a moment where I want to read what Abby wrote about this moment. And then I want to bring her in and allow her to hear all these wonderful things I'm saying about her face to face. But I want to share this. Here's what Abby said. 2020 is a very special year. We are all here and able to give our light, love, and presence to the world. We are transforming it into greater health, wealth, and peace. First chakra stabilization, right, guys? For that reason, I am more inspired than ever to invite you to join me in a global movement of intuitive awareness. And I say, just like Reverend Ike, that's for me. And Dawn, can we bring Abby into this conversation, please? Hey, there she is. Namaste. Welcome, Abby.
Namaste, love. Thank you.
Thank you. It is such a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. I'm enjoying the sun coming in through your window and just you're all illuminated. It's so with the illumination right now. How perfect is that?
Beautiful. Don't even control it. It just comes in. The light's just coming in.
And it is. And I'm just like, I'm digging it so much because it's like, you can't make this stuff up, right? It's like, there it is. We are in the light. Welcome back. Yes, totally. Yeah. No, welcome back. You know, I wanted to start off in our newsletter today. I put in this picture of you that just, I love it so much. And it was taken of you in Bali when you were reading with the children. And a lot of people have already been like, wait, hey, what's going on with this picture? So tell us about you in this picture. What is that all about?
In Bali. Okay. So that was a vision that I had when I was in high school of working with children. I think I talked to you about it our last interview. And I kept seeing these kids that had darker skin and we were building something. So in my 30s, I had an experience that basically brought that vision forth. And it wouldn't be something that you would normally think of. I actually had a partner, he needed to move on and it broke my heart. And I actually took that energy of compassion that I felt for him and what he was going through. And basically the whole mission of One Heart Global was to open my own heart, let it break and serve the world. So honestly, I'm having a hard time moving forward without just inviting everybody's presence. As we're sitting here together, Car, I'm overwhelmed with everybody I can feel and just the love and just the oneness of us all together. And it's not about us. It's about us working together, right? And so the oneness of where we're all at right now on the planet is we have to become who we're meant to be. So I find it hard sometimes to answer your questions because other energy comes in. And as you were sharing the first part of this show, and I know I say your name wrong, but that's what you mean to me in my heart, is that energy is, I went through exactly what you described this month being. It was one of the darkest points for me where I could hardly breathe. I was like, I feel like I'm suffocating. What's going on? Like, so hard. And then I came out and it was like, bam, light, like so many clients, I can't even keep up with them. Like I couldn't even get this advertisement out for everybody. I'm sorry, but I'm here because I chose to be. And the warrior spirit you're talking about is for reals. We choose. We choose. We're being lifted. And, you know, I'm so human. So this infinity sign is right above my head from your husband. I can't even think of his name, but he said, float on the earth, float on the earth. He said, lift up, because at that time it was like, man, this feels heavy here. I don't even know that, like, I want to put my feet here. So I lifted up and I floated and then everything illuminated. So I just want to like be a testament for walking my talk in the sense that I have been through it, what she's describing. And maybe you all have been through some version, I'm sure. And the other side of that is this illumination, this expansion, where instantly, bam, I mean, it's literally, you know, I talk to the universe, okay, what do you want? Yes, bam, instantly, like instant.
Right.
I mean, from money to clients, to friends, to like relationships, like happening. So I just want to let you know that this One Heart Global thing is for reals. The love is real. What you're feeling is the experience of love moving through you, clearing all the density, moving up to the fifth dimension, right? And embodying it. One of my dear, dear clients who actually is from our connection talks about it. We just started embodying it, embodying the love. We're here to embody it, to share it, to speak it, to live it. So, you know, Bali, you know, back to your picture, those beautiful children, I mean, of course, you know, like, I mean, there was 150 kids in that orphanage. So that was birthed from, again, you could say a tragedy, something that broke my heart, darkness, a perception of, right, to the light of what is it showing me. And so I spent time with Kuan Yin a lot and just the energy of compassion. And I think as a just dear soul sister, Carl, like you mean so much to me. And there was times where I was going through this the last couple of weeks, and actually since I met you, and you and Sri would be there, and there was this light path, and you're like, I'm here waiting for you, just keep taking it, just keep going. And so wherever you're all at, the light is there, the sun is shining on me, right? The sun is shining on you. The light of God, source, universe is you shining on you in every moment. Follow the light and embody it. And exactly what you said, Car, the knowingness of the peace that passes all understanding. So when this particular, this was like 4 or 5 years ago when the orphanage, you know, the nonprofit started. So this partner, he basically helped somebody. I'm going to tell you the full story. One of his friends, we had actually kind of decided we're going to start to split. One of his woman friends' son got killed. The son was 8 years old, walked out of the grocery store, got hit by a truck. So she calls me saying, hey, can your partner come over? I'm like, you'll have to talk to him, but absolutely whatever you need. He leaves, goes over there to stay with her, to actually live with her. And, you know, our relationship did what it did. I actually helped him get his 8-year-old back. So all this stuff, way bigger than me, right? Like this kid who I'd never even met before, that kid, right? It's all happening. And I kept getting this feeling of a peace that passed all understanding. It was the knowing that you know that you know, and inside every single person's body is a peace that passes understanding. The way you get to it is you bring your awareness to your heart, exactly what you said, Carl, you listen to your heart. Then you drop your awareness like a pebble to the bottom of a lake, right to your core, a couple inches below your belly button, right to your gut. There are 500 million cells in your gut. The intelligence of your gut health is way beyond your mind.
So
drop into that, right? You're connected to source, to God, to the universe, to everything around you, to each other. So when you connect with that knowing, you will be in this sacred place of stillness and centeredness, truth and compassion and knowing and all that is, which is exactly why the law of instant manifestation works, because you're aligned with the divine, you know, you're co-creator with source, and you're creating good and love, exactly what you opened up with. So those children now get to experience their intuition, right? So that's the oneheartglobal.co. If you want to go to it, please do. That's where we're just waking, not waking up, we're actually giving the space to the children who already know the answers. And us
that's
who
so
already
true.
Know the answers, right? Like if we just listen to that space of unconditional love. So
I want to just say thank you for sharing that. And The two things I want to talk about, and I'm thinking, let's jump to the phone lines, though, and bring in a caller. Then let's come back and continue this conversation, because I know your story just moved a lot of people, just like you're moving all of us. I know that. We're all just sitting there going, we love you, Abby. We love this story.
You move me. You move me. Like, I see the world spinning, you know, like, it's, we're in it together. You move me. I would not be here inspired without you. I am here for you.
As we are, it's such a mirror, soul mirrors, right? What is your life reflecting? You got to dig that. All right. Well, hey, my life is reflecting right now. We're going to go over the Oneness Talk radio call board. And I want to remind everyone that you can call 888-627-6008 if you want to use the 800 number and say hey to Don. He'll get you all queued up, 888-627-6008. Or, of course, 517-208-1500. We still have a few lines open. You never know. It could be your night. But we're going to hop right over here, Abby. We're going to go to New York and say, hey, namaste. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Hi, I called in. I knew that today was my day, and it is.
Woohoo!
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the show, and I just tuned in, and I'm in awe because I don't know the lady's name, but whatever she just described, I'm going through this week. Like, this energy, I can barely breathe, everything. Like, for the past 2 years, I have been working both of my parental lines, the lineage, the, like, healing the lines of abuse, and I'm so ready for this eclipse on the 5th because it's the end. And the reason why I'm calling you is because I'd like to ask you for assistance with my body, basically. I feel like because this was so connected to my ancestral lineage, it's in my bones, it's in my joints, and since about 2015, the energy, I live in Chicago now because I'm in a phase of a little bit of recovery, but in the past 5 years, I lived in New York, and the energy was just so hard, and so, like, no comfort, nowhere where you turn. And what took a toll, it took a toll on my legs. I feel like since 2015, my legs have been breaking down somehow. And I feel like maybe now, since the cycle is closing, you can assist me to also relieve this issues with my bones and my legs.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Angel, I just want you to relax. Take a moment and just relax, because Abby and I both have some things to share with you, and I'm going to jump in because I want you to hear, my love, that there you are at a moment right now where I'm not surprised you got through this evening, especially in the energy that we are in this week about this awareness experience. Deep within you right now, there is a default to stay in this pattern because it has become a pattern and it has become a way of navigating the planet. And right behind you, literally, like, very much like the way my backdrop looks right now, there is this huge, and I mean, like, massive, massive cosmic energy that is open all around you. And there, and it's like a vibration. It's like boom, boom. And it's just coming in, coming in. But it keeps saying, it's like the same thing keeps spiraling around, and it keeps saying, how much do you want this? You have to decide. And that part within you is not resolved yet. There is like this war going on in your spine, and it's about support because you don't know where your support is coming from. And it's very much about, and they keep showing me, it's like you look in one direction for support, then you look in another direction. And what they're saying is, if you are willing to say yes to you, to the level that you have not yet done so, then the miracle you seek has already begun. And I want you to take that breath in. And your throat chakra, let it out. There's a lot there. I'm going to need to take some tea while Abby chats. So Abby, I'm going to turn it over to you because we're clearing throat chakras here right now.
Your throat chakra, I also have something for you. So if you can please root your tailbone, see white light from your tailbone.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay? Can she hear me, Kara? Okay. Mm-hmm. The golden white light right from your tailbone send it straight up your spine, out through the top of your head, golden light straight up to source, like the sun right above you. At the same time, you need to ground your energy. So your mantra is, I'm going to root to rise, root to love to rise. So when I went to Bali multiple times, I got back. I could hardly walk. My legs were probably very much like yours. They were numb. I could literally hardly walk. I was freaked out. I tried some kind of medication thing, freaked it out more because I don't do drugs. So I am telling you this because I went through it. You have to root. So what Kara is saying is to be here, to choose to be here in the light. You are supported. So at the same time, you're going to send energy down through your legs and feet, roots of light as if you're a tree. Those energy, and it's golden white light, is going to come down. Straight down through your legs, your feet, and imagine like roots go down like a tree and connect that straight to the core of the earth.
And I'm going to stop you. And I'm going to stop you. I got to stop you, Abby, because we're not doing that. We're not going into the core of the earth right now. I can't support that on my show. So I'm sorry. She can do all of that except go into the core of the earth right now. The core of the earth is in the middle of regurgitating. And so I have to step in and say, here's where you and I can agree to disagree.
Totally and fine. So just to the light, if you want to take it. Absolutely.
Exactly. Do the tail light. Everything else. Everything else. Yeah. And it's awesome. And thank you. It's awesome. Yeah. So yeah. Abby, this is really good to talk about. And thank you, our beloved caller. We're so glad you called in. And so I want to share what we were just talking about and what she's going through, right? We are at this moment where, and this is where I wanted to kind of deepen our conversation, that in this moment, when everything illuminates, when the dark and the light illuminate at the same time, when we are shown, and the way I was describing it on our show on Sunday is that this week it's like there's a war. It's like everything is good. And I'm not talking physical war, guys. I'm talking about that inner war where that dark and light is going to both come forward and say, which one are you going to live? Make your you-know-what bleeping choice because, you know, as Archangel Zadkiel says, if you sit in that gray zone, you are not going to be happy. And so this is that moment where it is our love, it is our knowing of who we are, that we are able to come together and say, okay, so I want to talk about the intuition, the global summit that you've put together, because this is like your sixth year, I think, or maybe anyway, I know it's crazy. And I just, guys, here's one of the reasons why I am so like in awe of what Abby is doing is that this is being honestly done from heart. Okay. This is honest to goodness, a gift to the planet. And so there's no hidden motivation here. There's no, you're going to get there and get treated like a, you know, a number person. You're going to actually get honest to God, really beautiful information from amazing people delivered to your mailbox every day. It begins tomorrow. And Abby, tell them how they can get there. If you haven't gotten our e-card and you need to go there right now on your own, tell them how to find it. Otherwise, in our e-card, there's a whole bunch of links that have been going out for quite a while now. Go ahead, honey.
Thanks, Kara. So it's just www.intuitiontoincomesummit.com. So again, www.intuitiontoincomesummit.com.
So check it out. Go back to the e-card, click on any of the links, and all you have to do is get yourself registered so you can receive in the energy of receive, 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 uplift, uplift, uplift. This is literally that in action, an opportunity for you to receive and uplift. And it starts tomorrow. And again, Abby, I just want to thank you with all my heart and soul that Sri and I are right there launching this with you tomorrow. And wow, what an honor. I'm so excited. I really am. And thank you for doing this because there's so many misperceptions about claiming your mastery and not being able to be abundant. And this is one of the things that I really enjoy about what you teach and live. You just live it, is the law of instantaneous manifestation. Because in order for it to work the way it works, and you model this all the time, as do Sri and I and many people that I'm blessed to know, is because we are really living in the fifth dimension. We're not just talking about it. Right. And we're not allowing any aspect of the remnant brain to say, oh, that's not real. If more than ever, Abby, and let me ask you this question, because I've been playing with this one a lot lately in front of me, more than ever, we are being called to go deeper into our surrender to the truth of who we really are. Mm-hmm. I mean, at a level that is outside of the boundary of what this is capable of at any level of consciousness. That's what I've been noticing over the past week, really amplifying. Have you been having any of those or noticing that as well?
Yeah, I think that's a pathway to open up to the purpose we were talking about, right? That everybody's being called to live the purpose, which is to surrender to
this
higher.
No, go ahead.
So it's to surrender to this higher level of love that's being called. And what's happening is the other forms are going away. The density, we're looking at it like you're sharing. Here's the opportunity to look at it and then to choose. And so as we choose this surrender of love into our purpose, our soul's purpose, we naturally continue to uplift those around us. And that's why these are so fun, right? We all get to come together and share and say, hey, this is working. Let me lift you up. Let us lift each other up. The higher love, right?
Oh, I love that was the name of our first radio show.
Oh my God, I love that song. We were rocking out to the other day.
That used to be my theme song.
Totally mine. I'm not the person I was telling you about. Your show that we played. Yep.
When Sri and I, our very first radio show, 2000, totally. Maybe 2004, when we first went on the air, it was Higher Love.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I love it. All right. Well, hey, bring me some Higher Love. I'm there.
You got it. You're living. All right.
Well, speaking of Higher Love, we have all these beautiful people waiting to speak with us. We're going to go to California right now. It looks like maybe it's San Diego. Not sure. Hey, California. Namaste. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey,
Hi.
Sweetheart.
This is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for picking me. It's my lucky day.
Ours too.
I have some similar issues as the last caller. I'm having a lot of pain in my legs and knees, arthritis, meniscus tear. And I'm not sure, I created it for some reason and I'm not sure why. And also I keep, every day I'm trying to meditate, spend some time in the morning, and I ask to be connected to my guides and my high self, and I'm just not getting answers.
I want you to breathe. First thing I want you to do is breathe. Okay. And Lori, it is your lucky day, so to speak, because, you know, you got through, right? I mean, I've got a full bank of callers and you got through, right? And so that's the first thing is I want you to go, okay, things are really happening for me. I am in the law. You just had the law of instantaneous manifestation verified right in front of you, right? I'm going to set the intention to make this call. I'm going to take the effort to make this call. And I'm going to get picked. And you did. The reason that they want me to, right? The reason that they want me to affirm that for you is because that's the energy that needs to now be taken into your life. And your vision, they said for me to roll away and let you just kind of breathe this in a little bit. What is your vision? Let me share something with you, Lori, that you most likely already know. I had two knee surgeries, not one, but two in the past 2 years. Sri and I were talking about me living in a wheelchair. We were looking at how I was going to live here at this beautiful mountain property where there are steps everywhere. We didn't know what my future was. I had a torn meniscus. I don't even want to tell you, I had four procedures done on the first surgery and then a second one to correct it. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is this. I was really slowed down physically. And my body became very unhappy and I had horrific arthritis and I was in so much pain chronically that it forced me over the past 2 years to do something dramatic. I had to take a strong look at my life and I had to make a decision. That was a path I could take that would have kept me much more sedentary and most likely would have had me just very close to where I am now, but in a very different way to be able to interface with you. Because during that entire time, I kept up our radio shows. I kept up everything. I never stopped, but I would collapse after every show. I mean, it was very challenging. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is I surrendered even more. And I went into my own, another dark night moment and said, okay, if this is the rest of my life, then show me why. Help me understand why. And then I started declaring, because I'm not comfortable living this way. I is not comfortable living this way. This is not what I experience. And the minute, and I kid you not, Lori, the minute I had to push through the pain, I had to do things that were very painful every day. And what I got, what started happening was that no matter where I was in my level of consciousness, every time I stepped through a moment of pain, commanding my body into the alchemical process of the yoga of self-ascension, every time I did that, and I held this vision that I was clearly shown that here's one way you can live and here's another. And what I was also shown was that to accomplish this, and if you've been watching, you know what's happened. To reverse age this much in the past, 8 months, and release close to 85 pounds, and to be where I am right now, this is because I am in steadfast commitment, focused awareness, and complete trust, because I know, just like I knew when I came out of my near-death experience in 1989, what I know right now is that the only reason I'm alive is to be here right now talking to you. That's it. And so I will do whatever it takes to stay on the planet. I am that committed. And it means that I work out an hour a day minimum. I no longer eat any grain, none, nothing. I am the healthiest I've ever been in my life. I have reversed aged at least 15 to 20 years. And what I'm sharing with you is that, and it's all your guides behind me that were like, tell the story, because everybody that lives here knows I am the worst at telling these stories. But what happened was all of your guides are saying, tell your story, because she is exactly where you were. So I'm sitting in front of you right now saying, this is one option you have in front of you. And the other option is to keep navigating things the way you've been navigating them, but then invite the higher, command the higher to show you the why. Because it's not that one was right or one was wrong. My commitment was to, I will never stop, whatever it takes, so that I may continually serve and offer and be one with the divine at all times. That will never stop. So what do you really want, honey? And Abby, I'm going to turn it over to you. What else would you like to share with beautiful Lori?
I'm learning from you. I'm in awe. I feel like you are living it. And I had no idea you went through that.
On the other side.
Yeah. The word that comes up is compassion.
Right.
Compassion for yourself. I've been through my version. Kara's been through hers. To wrap yourself, like Kara said, in compassion, because you are the beloved. You are God, goddess, right? And the embodiment of that energy is through your body. So we see you in the light and the love that you are.
Oh, we love you, Lori. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I had to put Lori on mute. We were getting some feedback. So she heard everything you were saying. So we are grateful. And you know, this brings me to, guys, I would be remiss if I did not bring this up tonight. Remember that opened up on June 21, right? When we had that 19-20-21 culmination with that ring of fire that came in around that beautiful solstice basket of creation and the Mercury retrograde of the 19th. So with all of that, on the 21st, we ignited this divine feminine rising that ignited this chalice energy and actually called in this 33rd dimensional support, which means that we have this opportunity right now to receive, 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 uplift, uplift, uplift. And as I mentioned a few weeks ago, the divine feminine is not just women. What is most important in this moment on the planet, and Abby, I want to have our culminating conversation for a couple minutes on this tonight. The most important thing we can do right now is awaken the quote unquote woman or feminine within all, because at the essence of the restoration of balance, and remember, that's all that's happening right now, is that we just have an imbalance of energy. But at the essence of that, and we have been opened as a chalice, come on guys, right? It is the divine feminine in harmony with the beauty. It is the king queen. It's not about sex. It's not about gender. It's about energy. It's about the divine yin yang coming back into balance. And during this time, June 1 to 8-8, the divine feminine will come under its greatest illumination, which means it will flourish, 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 and it will be attacked, attacked, attacked. And so this is why the warrior nature is so important. And so Abby, I was just wondering if you had any input on that.
The light illuminates the darkness. That's what I got. I mean, as we rise in that beautiful light, it will always illuminate the darkness.
I love that. And I've got to say that. Go to everybody, because the early bird ends today, but I was informed we had some kind of tech glitch, so you could actually kind of take advantage of it through tomorrow. Go to wwaglobal.com, get involved with Women Wellness Awakenings, and join the movement. We will roar together on 8/8, the Lion's Gate. That is the day when this chalice transmutes into the next energy, which right now, the only way I've been shown by the divine directors is I keep seeing a Vishnu-like energy with all these beautiful faces back here, but the eyes are all closed, and there's this singular discus, this wheel, and it's sitting there, and it's just kind of like in this beautiful, happy stasis, riding with the energy between now and August 8th. But on August 8th, they keep showing me eyes opening and the discus taking off. And so we roar together on 8/8. And between now and then, be the chalice. Call in, receive, 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 uplift, uplift, uplift. So please go to wwaglobal.com and check out what is happening there, because this is not just about women. Guys, we need you there too. Take a stand. And if you've ever wanted to understand women or understand the woman within or heal that within thyself, I will share with you, and Abby, you know, right? My beloved Sri Ramka, I bow to his amazing balance of masculine, feminine. And I'm confident that's part of the reasons I love him so much. You've noticed that.
Of course.
and so, you know, Abby, I'm looking at our call board, everyone. I'm so sorry. We are down to 2 minutes left on this show. And so, Abby, before we would go this evening, I want everyone to know how to get a hold of you. And here's the one thing I have to do. Drum roll, please. Do-do-do-do-do-do. There's Kira's really nasty drum roll, right? Abby has a new show at onenesstalkradio.com. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Those of you that get our newsletter, you've already probably been there. You've checked out our show. Abby, when are you premiering? Tell us about the show. People must tune in.
Oh, so it starts on Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific, and it's on intuitive use. So how to tune into your intuition, just everyday practices. I'll be having hosts on too. It's, of course, global, because all my friends like you are around the world. So we'll all be talking and having the conversation. And just so grateful to be on that, Kira. And you can find out, you can follow us on lifeforceconnect.com.
Beautiful. Lifeforceconnect.com. So Abby, I just want to make sure it's this Monday, this coming Monday.
You know what? We have to get in touch with Bria on timing, but I know this show starts on Mondays at 9 a.m. So it could be next Monday. I'm not sure. We said July. So July is coming up. So I don't know what to say other than it starts on Mondays at 9 a.m. So they can check in on Monday.
All right.
Absolutely. If me and Bria got it together, her amazing manager at Oneness Talk Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I know Bria loves hearing that too. And so, beloved ones, this week, receive, receive, receive. Uplift, uplift, uplift. And sincerely, I encourage you, go check out give me the website for the summit again.
IntuitionToIncomeSummit.com.
There it is. Check it out. Get in there. It starts tomorrow. You'll get your first video with Sri and I, with Abby, and a wonderful way to kick off July. Beloved ones, let your soul and your heart always reflect back to you the divine nature of your warrior spirit, filled with peace, love, and joy. Abby, thank you again for being my special co-host. Always a pleasure and an honor, and feel how much we all love you. Thank you for being with us this evening. Namaste.
Thank you.
And good night, everyone. Mwah. We love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.